Everybody, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving yesterday. And in the next couple days, we're going to be focusing on something that I feel is very relevant and pertinent to this time of year, because most of us spend time with family. If you didn't just spend time with family, then I would guess that for most of us, that's coming up very, very soon. And I don't think it is any secret to anyone that there are no perfect families. And as you think about your family, you might have a great family. You might be very pleased with your relationships with your family. But I think for most people, the holidays can be stressful, and we can be off in our focus because of some interpersonal issues that we have with family members. So we're going to be focusing on family relationships the next few days. In Romans chapter 12, I'm going to spend a little time here, but in the 9th through the 13th verses, it says, "Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." And then verse 12 says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need, and practice hospitality." I want you to think about those three things that are shared with us here. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. As you head into the Christmas season, if you could make the choice, if I could make the choice, to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer, I think it would really impact our Christmas in wonderful ways. That's what I'd like to pray about with you today. Lord, we know that family can be stressful. We know that holidays can be stressful. But Lord, for myself and for my friends, we don't want this Christmas to be that way. Lord, we know that there are some key things in these verses that we can do in order for peace to happen in our hearts this Christmas. To be joyful in hope. Lord, I'm going to choose joy this Christmas in hope. Father, I pray that you would help me be patient in affliction. Lord, with problems, I want to be patient and I want to wait. I want to respond instead of react. And Father, I know this, that faithfulness in prayer is so key. So as I enter these coming days of Christmas time, my commitment is to be faithful, more and more, to be faithful in prayer. I want to be joyful, patient, and faithful. Lord, you have given me so much, and I want this Christmas to be better than most. And I know that my attitude and my decisions going into this Christmas season may not be the only things that can make this be a good holiday, but these are things that I can actively focus on, being joyful, patient, and faithful. And Lord, I give this season to you. Help me to stay focused in it. In Jesus' name, amen.